Shir Nun Hay and Shabbos continued. Bay's Adar Hay Tov Shalom and Zion, February 20, 1977, and Sunday continued.
So then the Rashbo asked the Kashi, so why does the Gemara say, Adim of Kiptur, by Kaveres? And from that Rashbo it's a Raya, that on this premise there is no Machlekes, because who is involved in that Sugi of Kaveres? Abai and Rove? And here Abai and Rove are Hilikan of Motre. So if the Rashbo had understood the Ramban, that on this point is a Machlekes between Rav Mordechai on one end, Abai and Rav Yisrael on the other end, then there wouldn't be any kasha from the sugya of Kaveres. Because who says the union of Kaveres? Abai and Rav. So it's a raya from this Rashbo that everybody agrees with this premise. So he has the kasha. So why does Gemara say Adim of Kiptur by Kaveres? So the Rashbo says, I'll leave it to Ramban, in a case where a certain chifetz is eichel kol reshus, it occupies the whole reshus plus Mokim Ptur also, then it's Adli Mokim Ptur. So what's the pshat? So I mean, we couldn't say it, but that's the shita of the Ramban. In other words, if, let's say, like this, the determining factor is not the space that the chifetz occupies, but the space that supports it. The support, not the space that it occupies. So that is only true in the case of a chifetz that is thrown on an omut. So then, the chifetz occupies exclusively the space of Mokim Ptur, reminding you. And the surface is only a two-dimensional thing. So it's not shayach to say that it occupies the Rishus HaYochid partially, and it occupies also the Mokim Ptur. No, because only the surface is the Rishus HaYochid, and the surface is not a tangible, does not have any tangible existence. You can't touch it. It exists only with the Hadimye, the surface. The surface is like a two-dimensional thing. So Mimela, that means that when a Chifetz falls upon the surface of the Amud, so in effect, it occupies the Mokim Ptur exclusively. It doesn't occupy the Mokim Ptur and the Rishus HaYochid. It just occupies space in the Mokim Ptur, not in the Rishus HaYochid, but the Rishus HaYochid supports it. So Memele, Rabbi and Rabbi Yisif hold that where a Chifetz is supported, it stands under Rishus HaYochid, and it occupies space exclusively in the Mokim Ptur in one Rishus, then it's considered to be Noch in the place that supports it. Masha'in came in the case where it's Eichel Kol Rishus plus. So then it occupies space in two Rishus. When it occupies space in two Rishus, then it cannot be Nigra after the space, after the Mokim that supports it. In the case of Rav Motre, so it occupies space only in the Mokim Ptur. But, and what space supports it? Only the Rishus HaYochid. So then it's Nigra after the space where it supports. But if it occupies space in two Rishus, it cannot be Nigra after the Mokim that supports. That's the shite of the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba, the Ramban shite. All right. Now, the next piece of Gemara is a very difficult thing. Omer Rav Mishe Boyer Rav Yechon, Keisel Birshus Arabi, Govei Ayud, Veinirochet Arba, Umukef Likarmeles, ויוסי רישוס היוחד, ויזורק ונוח על גב אוף מר. מי אמרין עומקים די נרוכת דלת, מוקים תורו, או ידיל מוקים די יוסי רישוס היוחד, כימן דמל ידם. אמרו לכל וחיינה, לאחר אם איזה מחיצה לעצמו לכל שם. התמנה מאומר אפי ברשי, אומר רב, וכן אומר רב יצחוק, אומר רב יחנן, קיסל ברשוס הרבים, גובי היוד ונרוכת ארבע, ומוקב לקרמלס ועושה רישוס היוחד, So before we proceed to this, to explain this Gemara, so we have to take notice of the very Rashi, of the big Chiddush and Rashi. And Rabbi Kivedia has that Kashi. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Kivedia mentions that Kashi in Yetzirah HaShabbos, but I didn't want to discuss it then. So, now, Mukev, the Tamales, the Kesel Zei Kifei Biko, Shehoisa Tamales, Val Yodi Nasir Nishisayochi, Kigin Shehukat Lidire, the Kesel Zei Kifei Biko, Shehoisa Tamales, Val Yodi Nasir Nishisayochi, Kigin Shehukat Lidire, Oiloi Kifei Bei, Oiloi Kifei Bei, Elo Bei Sasal. So that means, so even, so only if it's base aside, not more than base aside. But if it is a kalfi, yesam base aside, yesam chatzar mishka, so sai means that it is 100 amo long, the length is 100 amo, and the width is 50 amo, 100 by 50. So if it is just 100 by 50, so then, even though it's not a kafli dire, let's say a biko, that was surrounded, that is mukef with four caselets, mechitas, and it's not more than 100 by 50 amo, so even though it's not a kafli dire, it has a dim of a rishus ayot. But if it's loy kafli dire, and it's more than a bisasayim, it's more than, the area is more than 100 by 50 amo. So then it does not have a din of a rishus ayochid, neither raise. This is what Rashi says. Oilu yikif, ebe yal beis asayim. So Rabbi Kveiga says, ayin li yil zayin, omedale vitzorchi. So there Rabbi Kveiga mentions the kashet. Because there it's a gemorem mifureshet. וכיהודו, את הזיין עומד עליו, וכיהודו אמרו לו מרבי יחנן, קרפי פייסם וססיים של יוק הפלדירה, ואפילו קור ואפילו קוראי, הזיר הקלסיך החייב, מייטיים הם יחיצי, אלו שמחוסרס דיורי, אלו שמחוסרס דיורי. So, רבי יחנן says in so many words, that הזיר הקלסיך החייב, even though it's יזן וססיים, and it's not יוק הפלדירה. So it's still chayev. So it's only with the Rabbonon that it doesn't have it in Rosh Hashanah. It has the chumra of the Carmelites. If it's Yisam v'Sasayim. So how can Rashi say here that if it's Yisam v'Sasayim, so then the Kalvachimah does not chayach because it's not even Rosh Hashanah. Midrash, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So we have it. The Feresh Gemore, neged Rashi. That's the Kasha of Rabbi Kveiga. Now, this is what Rabbi Kveiga means with that boy here, and then Rabbi Kveiga Rav Zayin. So he mentions another Rashi. Kalfi Fisa B'Sasayim, Azir Et Lezir Chayet, Ayoli Kamon Peya Medal, B'Rashi, Dibra Masro Gushi Yishrim, V'Daf Tzadik Tesa Medbeis, B'Rashi, Dibra Masro Mukav Letarmeles, V'Tzor Lechim Yimbab. Rabbi Kveiga has different Lishenis. Sometimes he says, Teime, Tzor Lechim Yuktaz, Koshe Lohovim, Lizachisi Lohovim, sometimes he says Tzolchim Golo. Here he uses the Russian Tzolchim Golo. Now, but then there is another Rashi. Daf Pei. Now turn to Daf Pei. So there the Gemara Daf Pei Omid Aleph says, Tomer Rabbono. Hei Tzichotzi Greifas. In the middle. Daf Pei Omid Aleph. Tomer Rabbono. Hei Tzichotzi Greifas. Vichoza Vei Tzichotzi Greifas. Vela Mechot Chayet. Vishtei Alom Espota. Rabbi Yisai Merbele Mechot Lashusechot Chayet. Lishtei Lishui Espota. So it's not Pitzur. So of course, when it means Lishtei Lishui Es, it's not Pitzur, what does it mean? If it is Shtei Lishui Es, Midraise. I mean, the Rabbonon is not important what status a certain area has with Rabbonon. The important thing is whether, what status it has with Midraise. So Rashi in explaining, Vushi Yishri Ufchatu Bnei, Shemufsok is Gershus Ayochi, Avol Imo Yokarmeles Mafsikon, Kikin Kar Pipyesem Bisasai. So that's an example that the Karmeles Mafsikon, if we are going to say that Midr I say it's not a Gershus Ayochi, it's a Mokim Tor, then you understand. But if we say with the right say there is no such thing as Yesam Mesasai, no difference. So what does he say here? As far as the Chiyuvchatas is concerned, so the status that a certain area has, Midrabonon has no relevance. So, the Avon will come with Mafsikon, King Kalfi. King Kalfi face him with a sign, and Biko base bottom such in Lechot, which is a rabbin Zeb, Bechot, and Zeb, Vaitse Hotikrekas and Baisel, and Zeb, Hotikrekas and Baisel, and Zeb, will hide the Hibu and Mafsik Logish, which is a Yochit Hotterish. So, Rashi mentions, if a Kalfi face him with a sign is Mafsik, so it doesn't mean that the Rishis Ayochit is Mafsik. So, in other words, Rashi is saying that with the Raisa it's not the Rishis Ayochit. The same thing that Rashi says, Daftadik Tes. So that's contrary to Rabbi Yechon's memory. That's contrary to Rabbi Yechon's memory. Rabbi Yechon's memory here Dav Zayin from Dalet. So Rabbi Dveya mentions that here too. I'm Lil Dav Zayin. It's all. Now, so that's the cash. Now, so that I saw two teruti. One teretz by Rabbi Foyl Shapiro in Tiras Refoel, and the other teretz by the Fasemes. The Fasemes teretz is much better. Now, Rabbi Foyl Shapiro in Tiras Refoel, so he says that according to Rashi, there is a machlikes amoroi and dedi. In other words, two. Rabbi Yechanan says, Dav Zayin Amud. Rabbi Yechanan says Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. That Kalfi Fiesem Besesayim Shal Yukaf Lidire Vafu Likur Vafu Likurayim Hazirik Lesich Rechayim Hazirik Lesich Rechayim. So that means that with Raisi Fiesem Besesayoch it only with Rabbonon it has the Chumre of Karmels. That's Rabbi Yechanan. But there is a Mandoma the Aram Roim Wachet. The Aram Roim Wachet. Now, where does he see that the Aram Roim Wachek? So, where is that Amir? So, he mentions two Gemoras in Erev. One Gemora in Erev means, that of Gemora Medbeis. So, there the Gemora also mentions, Shio Sosai. Vichamo Shio Sosai. Chobim on the days. Kichotzer HaMish. Minoan Mile. Omer Rav Yudhe Domakro. Erech HaChotzer Meyo Ba'amo. Vereich Av Chamishim Vachamishim. Omer Otei Rotu Chamishim Visaviv Chamishim. Saviv Chamishim. So in other words, so he learns it out from the Posik. From the Chatzer HaMish. So Memele, Rebbe Foyl Shapiro says, that according to Rav Yudhe, it's Yau Fuse. Just as we learn out all the dinim of Meloche from the Mishkan, so this din in Meleches Yitzori we also learn out from the Mishkan, from the Chatzar HaMishkan. In other words, Chatzar HaMishkan had a Kloim, and it was a Rishus HaYochid. And what was the area of the Chatzar HaMishkan? Exactly society. Not one iota more. So in other words, so we learn out that if it's more, and it's not Tukef Lidire, if it's not Tukef Lidire, because the Chatzar HaMishkan is certainly not Tukef Lidire, it was not a residential place, the Chatzar HaMishkan. So that's the maximum. If it's not Tukef Lidire, so the maximum that it can be had is 100 by 50. So sign. But here is a Mr. Sinai. So according to Rav Yudhe, it's a Yalfus Egmur. Teis Vesiyah, the Gemara asks, Pashta the Kodum Aiksi, Omer Abaya, Amit Mishpals Vas Chamishim, Chamishim Amelchono, Vesem Amelchol Ruach Viruach. So since the Gemara says that the Pshutish on Mikro does not refer to this, so it's a raya that this drosha is only asmach. Mashma the tul chamish in Yisav v'chamish imav asmach the baome. Umimiyu because it ma'aprim po'er v'mevoyer the yidl chamish. So in other words, but Rashi Shitti is that it's not an asmach. It's not an asmach, even though the Gemara says Pashtin ikom ma'iksin, because tam upon him with Teiro. So, but this is also of the Mashmoy Sakho. So it's not an Asmachte, so it's a Droshe Gmur. So we learn out, so according to Rav Yudhe, we learn out that if a certain domain is not Hukaf Lidire, it's not residential thing, and it's yes, so up to society, 100 by 50 Yamo, so then it's still a Mishnah Yochid. But if it is so large, larger than Chatzar HaMishkan, and it's not a residential site, So me mele, it's moved to optische sayoch. That's it, it's a kos, yalfus. Now, he has another eye. I mean, this in itself wouldn't be a eye. But he has another eye. That, daf, samar zayin omet beiz, in here. So there, oma ule, oma rabiechenen, this memory. Kauf if yeitza mibos asayin, shaloi hukaf lidire, vatilu kur, vatilu korayi, hazelik leseiche chayim, mai taime michitze yi, elo shem chuseres diyuri. Oshem chetzer diyuri. So this is the memory of Rabbi Yechanan. That it is, erish sayochit midaraisa, but only midarabonon it has the chumra of kama. But then the Gemara says here, Mosif Ravune Bachinene. Sela Shebiyam, that's some of Zion Day. Sela Shebiyam, Gobe Yasor of Erechafa Bo. So it's a Rishi Zayor. A Mitalte will only take a Yam when they am the Tech. Because that Sela has the status of Rishi Zayor. When you are Mitalte from the Sela into the Yam, you are in effect Mitalte from Rishi Zayor into the Kamas. Poches Mikar, Mitalte. At Kamo, Pokes mitar, if it's less than you tvochim high, so mitalte. At kamo reichav, at beisesai. Up to beisesai, if the reichav a sela. Sometimes a sela, you know, rock in the arm can be very, very white. So if the reichav a sela is more than sesai, then not. At kamo, at beisesai. So the Gemara is the kasha. I mean, Ravune Bachinen. The at kamo. What does it have reference to the Reishe? The Reishe deals with the case where it is Goveyayud the Sela. The same fed deals with the case where it's less than Goveyayud. It's less than Yud Goveya. So the question is, the Atkamo has reference to the Reishe or to the same? Atkamo this time. Ahe, Ilimas Ife. So what does the Sefer say? That Poches Mikan is Mitautelin. If it is less than then Goveyayut, so then you can be mitaltel, from the cellar into the yam, because it's mitamales, litamales. So, you must be so saying, Tveloi, vom mitamales, litamales, com mitaltel, elo lavarej, vioche coma, cella shebiyam, Goveyaso. So, it has reference, so the at kamo, at be so saying, obviously must have reference to the reish. The Reisha deals in a case where the Sela is Govei Ayud. So it should be a Rishta Yod. Elo Lava Reish. Vorakoma. Sela Shebiyah. Govei Yasor Avereichav Dalet. E Mitaltelin. Loi Miseich Aliyam. Veloi Min Ayam Liseich. Why? Because it's a Rishta Yod. And the Yam is a Kamales. So if you are Mitaltel from the Sela into the Yam, you are Mitaltel from the Rishta Yod in the Kamales. Viat Kamo. Ad Beisesai. Oh yes, I'm b'sesayim, but if the reich of a sela is yes, I'm b'sesayim, so then you are allowed to be mitaltel from the top of the sela, to the yam. You are allowed to be mitaltel. I'll make kamles. So it's a raya that it's a kamles. In other words, so what did Rav Hune Bar Chinene try to say? In other words, so since if it's Yesem Bisasai, when the Reicha, Hasela, is Yesem Bisasai, so it's a very extensive Rishisayot. It's a very extensive Rishisayot. So then you are allowed to be Mitalteil from the Sela into the Yad. Al Mitamulasi. And it's not a Rishisayot. So it's a Kashe against, a Raya against Rabbi Yechanan. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, Midraise, it's Midraise, it is a Rishis Hayochi. Now, so of course, so Ravune Bachinene was saying that it's a raya from this Braise against Rabbi Yechanan that Midraise is not a Rishis Hayochi, if it's more than society. Not than society. Because as far as the Rabbonon is concerned, so even Rabbi Yechanan is made it, that it has the Chumre of Karmelis. Al Mekarmelis, the youth of the Rabbi Yechanan. So we see that Ravune Bachinene is Chilik HaRavichan. Then the Gemara gives the Rutsi אמר רב מנדל יונה תרוצה מס מסני עיסת יופת מייסי פר רבי יחנן לילה מריש ויוחי קומה הוב יסייכם מטלטלין ועד כמו עד ביסה סל סלטה ריש רבש שסייס לילה מריש הי נאמרו והי נאמרו הי נאמרו קל פשיסי מסי סיים שלו כפרי דירה מטלטל בילד על דמס והי נאמרו מטלטל משתה יוחי לקלמרס ביסה סיים דישורי ליטוטל וכולי עשרה בונו ליטוטולי לא מן הים לסייכל ומסייכל ים מה הייתה משזה יוחד מורו יסם וססיים דוסר טלטל וכולי שור הבונו טלטל מסייכל ים לים לסייכל מה הייתה אם לביום אמרי שזה יוחד מורו ועשה טלטל וכולי ומה ישנה תיכש so what is רבשה saying? רבשה is saying in effect that where is רבונה בחינן try to prove that if it has reference to the ration. So that means that if it's Rechav Yesam Vesasai, so then it has a din of a Karmeles Likule. So it's a Raya that Mirish, even Midrash, it's not a Rishayochid. So Ravashi says, no, Midrash, it is a Rishayochid. But since the whole Isser of Meitzim Rishayochid Likarmeles is a Drabonon, so Memele, hey, Nomro, hey, Nomro. But Ravune, so in other words, but Ravune Bachinene is definitely saying, Ravune Bachinene is definitely saying that he's trying to prove from that vice neged Rabbi Yechon. In other words, he shouldn't be hired. That midrais it's not a Rishayochid. So Meir Ravune Bachinene, so Rabbi Foyle says, Ravune Bachinene agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Pasuk, and Rabbi Yechon is chelik on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon is chelik on Rabbi Yehuda. So Meir, there is no difficulty. Rabbi Kvegas, I mean, so we can answer Rabbi Kvegas Kashi. Rabbi Kvegas asks against the Rashi, that pay. Against the Rashi, that pay. So there, Rabbi says, V'hushi yishchiv chatez b'neyed. Avol kalmeles lei. So Rashi says, kalmeles lei, that means, kalfif yisem yisosai. Because Rabbi does not have to agree with Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi does not have to agree with Rabbi Yechon. All right, so that's a very good teretz and the kashe from the Gemara Daf Pei. But it's not such a wonderful teretz and the kashe against the Rashi here, Daf Tzadik Ches. Because here, it is Rabbi Yechon who raises the tabay. Boy, Rabbi Yechon, heis v'shis harabim govei ayud v'nirochet arba u'mukef l'karmeles. And still in explaining Rabbi Yechon's abaye, so he said, what is an example? of what is an example of a vicious ayochid who kach didire oy lo yikif bei elo bisasayim, but if it is yeitzem bisasayim, so then it's not a vicious ayochid midraise, but according to Rabbi Yechon it is a vicious ayochid midraise. So in respect to the kashe against the Rashi Daf Pei, all right, it's a good teretz. But how about this Rashi? This Rashi explains the Abaye of Rabbi Yechon. So he can also say, I mean, because Enoch Name according to Rabbi Yechon himself, so this happens to be a Yisayochid, even if it's Yisayim Yisayim. But after all, the Abaye, this Abaye of Rabbi Yechon has nothing to do with Rabbi Yechon and Shita in regard to Tal. So Rashi wanted to mention an example of a Yisayochid that is a Yisayochid definitely, according to all Amoroi. Some male emotions. Who got the dire? Oy loyiki for be al base aside. So then it's definitely Rishayochid. So then it's not a controversial issue. Mashain came. If it is Yezem was a sign of loyiki for dire, so then it's a controversial issue. So he doesn't want to mention it. Even though Rabbi Yechonen is the one who is raising that abaye. But this abaye of Rabbi Yechonen has nothing to do with the other shayle. That Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yude Achilik. Alright, so you can say this. Now the Fasemes, he gives a different terms. He says that Rashi Shiti is that true, that it is if it's loy kifuli dire, so then, and if it's Yesam Beisosayim, so then it's Mufti over Yishayoch. Why? Because that's the Alfuse from the Mishkin. Hatzara Mishkin says that's a concept, it's not his fault. That in order to be a Rishayochid, it must be a residential site. And if it's not a residential site, it's moved to Rishayochid, it's a special Zerzakos. No swords. It must some. But if it is a limited area, so even though there is no dire, so still it has a dire sayochid, but if it's a very extensive area, then only if it's a residential site, it can have a din rishus sayochid. But if it's not a residential site now, but the halacha mid rabbonon is that not only if it's not a residential site, suppose it's hukaf shaloi lishin kira, let's say you had a bikol or a pardes, a dino, and then you put up mechitzes, and it was a very extensive area, yes, on this side, and then you put up a mechitze not for the purpose that it should be used as a residential site. Shaloi lidire, hukaf shaloi lidire. But then later on, people established diras there. So mid rabbonon, you're not allowed to be mitaltel yisam mit aladames in that site, even though after it was hukav shaloi lishin dire, so people decided to set up diras there. So as long as at the time when the mechitze was set up, the kavone of the mechitze was shaloi lishin dire, so mid rabbonon you're not allowed to be mitaltel. That's true. I mean, there is no shaila that this is so. So the Fasenda says, according to Rashi, that is only Mirabon. That is only Mirabon. Masheike, if it's hukav shaloi lidire, and no dires were set up there, it's not mamashe residential site, then midiraise, he doesn't have a dires shayochid, because of the alfuse of Chatzaramish. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi here. I mean, how Rashi explains this Gemara. Kesel b'shus rabbi, govei ayud, v'inroche farba, umukhef v'karmeles, v'yosei rishus ayachid, v'zorak v'inoch al gabov mar, mi amrinon kivin dey nerochev dao, motim pturu, o idil mo, kivin yosei rishus ayachid, kiman de malidam. So Rabbi Yochanan has two alternatives in his abay. One alternative is that in view of the fact that it's not rochev dao, so it's not a rishus ayachid. The other alternative is that it is a rishus hayochid. On what basis? On the basis of it halachimah? No. On the basis of the concept of rishus hayochid kiman demalietam. On the basis of that concept. So then, if Ule is patient, Rabbi Yechon Sabaye, so in other words, so we would expect Ule to say one of the two alternatives. That only, Rabbi Yechon only mentions two alternatives. Either that it's not a rishus hayochid because it doesn't have dalet al dalet, or it is a rishus hayochid on the basis of rishus hayochid kiman demalit on it. So Ule is patient, it has a rishus hayochid, but not on the basis of rishus hayochid kiman demalit on it, on the basis of a kalachemer. So in other words, so it's like trying to hit and they will be sailing. Rabbi Yechanan raises an abaye, whether it's one way or the other, and then Ule is patient at abaye, but not on the basis of one of the alternatives. So what is it? There is a machlekes. In other words, between Rabbi Yechanan and Ule, Rabbi Yechanan and the Sofik, as to whether it is not a rishus hayochid or it is a rishus hayochid on the basis of rishus hayochid and malidam. But he was sure that we don't apply the kalachim. And then Ule said, no, kiman de malidam, we don't say, but there is a kalachim. Sounds strange. Now let's see the Rashi. Mukev likamles, bekeisel ze. He keep it because she is a kamla, you don't ask her to say, okay, she called you all and keep it against the side. Vizorak me shes a rabbin, vinoch al rei shei mal. Oy dilmo, kiven di keisel ze. Oso likamle zu, gishus a yochi. Ki man di mal yedamye. Vi have it al rei shei, ki are smich de kolachol. First of all, why did Rashi have to emphasize again, we have it's Rashi. All right, Rashi's shite is, you can say that Rashi's shite, you see, I mean, that child is discussed by Reb Chaim. I mentioned that in the sugi of Kaveres. But it's discussed by Reb Chaim whether the Kalvachimah of Lachir Mishpachit as we call it applies only to the Gava Kesel, because it has Avet Aleph, so it has Mokim, but it doesn't apply to Mekema Kesel, that is Otum, there is no Mokim, there is no Avet Aleph, or it applies even to the Mekema case. Alright, so let's say that Rashi, when he says, Vizorak, Yoshus Rabbi Minoch al Reishe, So he shitty is that the Kalachema only applies to the Gava Kesa, but it doesn't apply to the Mekema Kesa. As a matter of fact, I mean the Rosh Nagmori is like that. Mizor Minochal Gavo. Mizor Kal Gavo, all right. So that's the reason why Rashi says Minochal Reshi. But why does Rashi have to emphasize again in explaining Kimandimali Damye, we have it to Reshi Karas Mich Korachol? Kimandimali Damye, we have it Karas Mich Korachol. Why does he have to emphasize again we have it to Reshi? If the purpose is to let us know that the whole Kalachemer applies only to the Gaba Kesel, not to the Mekema Kesel, that he mentioned already. Why does he say ki mandimal yedame vehave itzel reishe ki ares smich de kolachol? So it could be that actually there are two shailas involved here. One shaila is whether the Gava Kesel, Mekema Kesel, but certainly Gava Kesel, has it a status of a Rishus Hayochi, or it does not have a status of a Rishus Hayochi. And then, if we say that it has a status of a Rishus Hayochi, so, but then, the Abaye was, Vizoa Klinochal Gabo. So where did it rest? Just on this. It's not in Mokim Choshev of Dalet al Dalet. So there is another Aloch. That even where there is a Rishus Hayochi, so it's not chayef unless it is noch and imokim choshev of dal. So memele, it could be that Rabbi Yechan himself had the same two alternatives in mind. One alternative is maybe we don't darsh the kalachim. If we don't darsh the kalachim, so then we don't have to discuss any other problems, any other questions. So it's not a Rishus Hayochi, it's a melee spot. But the other alternative is maybe it is a Rishus Hayochi. Why is it a Rishus Hayochi? He doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. And the basis of the Kalachema. Lachirim is Mechidas Mekosh. Alright, so that solves that problem. But how about Dalet al Dalet? So you can say, once you solve this problem, that the Gava Kesel has a status of Rishus Hayochi and the basic Kalachema, as far as Anochal Mokim Choshev is concerned, so there are situations, Machshavti, Mashvili, Mokim. No, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't deal with a special situation where there is a Machshavti. Every case of Rishus Rabin Govei Ayud, Veinirochet Abol, Veinirochet Abol, Veinirochet Abol, Veinirochet Abol, without Machshavti, a special Machshavti, a deliberate intention that it should rest, Dabtel Kavakesel. He doesn't want that it should rest any other place. So he also, even in such a case, he asks. So even if we solve the first problem, that it has a din of a Rishus Hayochi, but then we are faced with another problem. How about Hanoche and Mokim Choshev with Alba Talet? So that's why Rabbi Yechanan mentions Mi Amrinon Kim Din Rochet Dalet Mokim Ptuu. So Mele it doesn't have a Stare Rishus Hayochi. So even with Machshavti Machshev LeMokim will be Potter. Or Dilmo, that we say the Kalachema. So Memele Rishus Hayochi it is. But then there is another requirement. There has to be Anoche and Mokim Choshev Dalet al Dalet. So once we determine that it's a Rishus Hayochi it is, so then we apply the other Aloche that Rishus Hayochi Timan Mali Dami. As a matter of fact, Teisves, Dafei Yom Dalet, so says that if we say, Tafches Amdalet. Vishemin Yishleimah. The time of the Rav Chizdek. Lo imboi mokim dalet b'shus ayochi. Mishim damrin on basic iman limar yidam. Vichoshit kimuna achal gamu mokim abo. So Rebbe says it li gabi mikur. But according to Rav Chizdek, that every b'shus ayochi, even b'shus ayochi not mikur, it doesn't require anochal gamu mokim dalet. So it's because Rav Chizdek applies the din of kiman limar yidam even if it's not mikur. So in other words, so the reason as to why we can dispense with the requirement of Hanochet Mokit Dalet and Shayochi is because of the concept of Kumad Mali Dome. So Mimele, this is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Keiso b'shisarat, govei ayud v'n rochevav, umukev v'kal, v'yoser v'shisayok, v'zorak v'nochal gam of mar, mi amrin on kivin dein rochev dalet, mokim p'tur, oi bilmo, kivin d'oser v'shisayokhi, kiman de mali damye, so the reason is to why. So in other words, so he's saying, so Rabbi Yochanan also had money, the kal v'chena, but, he still couldn't be hired because of the other requirement. So then, once we say it's a Rishita Yochid, so then we can apply another concept that Kiman Mali Dame. So Mimele, Omarule Kawachim Lachir Mis Mechit Lasli Kokoshki. So Rashi says, Kiman Mali Dame, Kiman Mali Dame, we have a Itzel Reishi, Ki Ares Michte Kolachol. So Mimele, he says, so if it is no Hal Reishi, so Anishi is on the basis of Kiman Mali Dame, it is considered a mokim choshev of dalet dalet also. So b'chayev. But let's say, suppose, so we don't have to say that from Rashi it's muchach, not like Reb Chaim. You see, Reb Chaim discusses that question as to whether that the Kal Chaimer applies only to the Gava Kesel or it applies to the Mikima Kesel too. So then he has two lashons. He says, one lashon he says that it applies to the Mikima Kesel too. And the other lashon he says, no, it doesn't apply to the Mikima Kesel that he should become a Rishita Yochid. Why? Because there is no Avedalet. But it cannot be converted into a Rishita Yochid, the Mikima Kesel, because in order to have a status of Rishita Yochid, it must have Avedalet. But it Chol HaPoches, it's Matkia the Din Rishisarad. So anyway, we don't have to say, maybe Rashi holds that the whole Kal V'Chomer applies only to the Gava Kesel. But we don't have to say it. Even though Rashi says here, we Zorak Noshes Rabin V'Nochal Reishei, and then again, Kiman Dimali Dam Yevahave Itzel Reishei, so he emphasizes that he's only Chayev if it falls on the Gava Kesel twice. So that's because, when is a Chayev without Machshavti Mashvel Emokei? In every situation? That's only if it falls on the Gava Kesel. So both problems are solved. As far as the problem as to whether it is a Rishis HaYochid or not, as to whether it is a set of Rishis HaYochid or not, so we apply the Kal V'Chomer. Yeah? As far as the question as to whether it is a Mokim Choshev Dal Dal Dalet, so we say we apply the Halacha of Kiman Mali Dami. So it's considered as like being Noch on a Mokim Choshev Dal Dal Dalet. But then there is also another problem. Then there is also, but then, as far as the Mikima Kesel is concerned, so in the Haname, maybe, even according to Rashi, the Kal V'Chomer applies, and the Mikima Kesel also has the status of Rishita Yochid. But if, let's say, it will fall, let's say, on a little crack that there is in the Mikima Kesel, a little crack, so that the B'mtzias there should be Anochi. So too, it is a Rishita Yochid, but it's not a Mokim Choshev of Dal Dal Dalet. So if it falls, and here Rabbi Yochanan said, V'zorak v'noch al gabov mal. V'zorak v'noch al gabov mal. So that means that it was noch, and the Mikim, and I mean that he's chayev. So that's only al gabov is chayev, because we apply in addition to the aloche, of Kal V'Chomer l'achir mislechit v'asle kolshkin. So you also apply the aloche of Kiman Mali Dami. But if it falls, let's say, in the Mikima Kesel, there is a crack, a cleft in the wall, so then, too, we apply the Kal V'Chomer. But if Mokim Choshev is not Shayach, when can we apply the aloche of Kiman Mali Dami only Ligabi the Gava Kesel, not Ligabi the Mikima Kesel? That's why Rashi emphasizes Kiman Mali Dami. So we have it Reishi Kare Smichte. So there is aloche on the Mokim Choshev of Dalal Dalal Dals. Yes, one minute.
Could you explain Rashi simply that Kiman Dimali Adami, so the top of the wall is just simply part of an extension of the surface of the Rishis HaYochid. It just extends over the wall, so it's Dalet al Dalet Mimei.
No, it's not Kiman Dimali Adami, it's just an extension of the Rishis HaYochid. So that would mean just this is an extension. But he says no. He says Kiman Dimali Adami, Ka'ares Michte Kol Acholo. So in other words, Ka'ares Michte, there is Kalki all over.
So that's why it's Dalet al Dalet.
No. No, so there is kalka all over. Not just that this.
No,
this tangible place, the Galaka itself, is an extension. I mean, in other words, the whole hollow is like Galaka, like a tangible place.
That's what I meant. In other words, but then you don't, why should you have to come up with a Kalvachomer? In Mela, it's all part of the Karka.
All right, so then you don't have to resort to Kalvachomer. Yeah. Now, there is another question. There's another question. Reb Chaim raises that question. Reb Chaim raises that question. Now, why does Rabbi Yechon have an abai? Why does Rabbi Yechon have an abai? As to whether Kesel Bishus Arabin Govei Ayud Vinerochet Arabu. So whether it has it did have a Kesel, the Kesel has a Vinerochet Bishus Ayochim. Why now? So he has a abai. So he is patient. But how could he have an abai? Rabbi Yechon certainly did not have any svekes in regard to the aloche. Of the boy manachle he said this on mishtamish that the uvye hachuli and the halalabei are mitzarev to dalet. So let the gava keisel have a dinner with shayochid without recourse to the kalvachemer on the basis of the boy manachle he said this on mishtamish. So actually teisves in gittin. Is that kashe? After swab on the base, this is indeed. Now, Gilt Hamishon, Chit Hamishon, Abchit says in a mitzvah. So Rashi Pshat is Emik Hamishon, Chit Hamishon. Then Teisa says, no, it means Tel Hamisho and the Mechitza Hamisho. It's Mechitza Hamisho. So, in other words, if you had a tail that is five foot high, mountain, and then you set up four walls, five foot high, each wall. So the question is whether the enclosed space is a Rishus HaYochid or not. Is a Rishus HaYochid or not? So he says, so he has the Kashi. The apple feet. In Amelie and Tilbish is a rabbi. Gave a Hamisha Vikal Gavos Mechitza Hamisha. The Hoshi Brish Ayochi and Shabbos. Vim Tema Yehoshi Brish Ayochi. Mitam the boy in Monachal and Mishamich. Kidoma the Felic Hale. Gabi really cool he says. Vish Lema the mind of the Rochet Arabe. The Rochet Arabe. The Lishayach Monachal and Mid Elbi the Watsa. So in other words, so according to Teisves, so we have a very simple teretz on that kash. Reb Chaim doesn't even mention the teretz. He doesn't even mention the teretz. I mean, there is a reason as to why he doesn't mention the teretz. But that is a good teretz on Reb Chaim's kash. Why did Rabbi Yechanan have a sofik as to whether Zohar Kinoch al Gabo Fis Chayv or not, it should have a dinner with Yochid without Kalachena. Because Boi Monachal Yisayde Samishtamish. So according to teretz, when can we apply the principle of boy monachal yisaydes mishtamish? Only when it's a small area. So it's practicable to put the board across, let's say, chulias abeya, it's a very small area. But if it's an extensive area, it's not practicable to put the board across from one wall to the other. So then it doesn't become a mokim tashmish on account of the fact that if he wanted, he could do it. But it's not done. But so Reb Chaim asked that kasha. So Memele, he mentions a raya to his yisod that besides monachal yisaydes mishtamish that makes it into a mokim tashmish of dalet, there is another prerequisite, karka dalet. That's the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says that when we say that the halal abeir is mitzuref with uvi achulis abeir, if it's aimed merube alachol, but if it's aimed not merube alachol. So then it's not mitzvah. What? Why not? The answer is because there are two prerequisites. Number one is must have equaled. There is no such thing as a Vishas HaYochid without Karka Dalek, without equaled. So two boys, one of them is in the she can put a big board across. So it's a mocking tashmish of Dalek. But there is no Karka Dalek. The answer is, if the image is Mehubel HaCholol anyway, so because of Hubek Kikule, it's considered to have Karka Dalek Dalek. Because most of the Dalek Dalek is Karka. And just the mute consists of hollow, of hollow. So that prerequisite is fulfilled. And as far as the other prerequisite of Mokitash Dalet, so that is fulfilled by the possibility of Monachalo Yisaydis Mishnah. So that's the right. That's the right. All right. So this is, now then, I just want to explain the Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim is the Kashi. So how does the Gemore in Eirev say, Goy Monachol Yisiris and Mishtamis. The Fine Hesam and Alif. Omar Avuni. Amud Bishis Arabi. Govi Asor of Rochma Bo, Vinoaz Vyosit Kolshu, Mir. So it's not a Rishayochid anymore. Because the shear of Dalet al Dalet was reduced. By the Yosef. Omar Avad Barabe Ugavi Ashleish. But if the Yosef is very low, so it's not reduced. Abai Rovid Amit Avai Afa Pishain Gavi Ashleish. My time will be Shtamish. Ravashi Omar Afil Shigavi Ashleish. My time, if shall the Tolly be needed. Omale Ravache Bridrov Ravashi Mili Kulibi Sidis Mau, Omale Lishmil or Hodom Ravichen, Birkhol Yosef Mistar Vaso, Vamayo Mishamish, Leo Mais Romain Manachmid Mishamish, or Hanami Manachmid Mishamish. So the question is, but do you have to have Amid Mehuba Lacholo? So in Hanami, the Rajbo in Avidis Akidesh, he says that the Babli is Chilkan Yoshal. Yerushalmi is chilek on the Bab. Oh, but Reb Chaim says in explaining the Shittas Rambam and the Rach that there is no machlekes between the Babli and the Yerushalmi. So how can the Gemara say that even though one set up a number of Yisaydes and the Omud had just Dalet al Dalet Bitzimtzum, so he reduced the Shio of Dalet al Dalet to the Yisaydes by the Yisaydes. So still, because of Monachal and Midam Mishtamish, so we have a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. You can put it up on top of the Yisaydis. But there is less than Dalet al Dalet in the Karka of the Yisayochid. So Chaim says, we see from this Gemore that as far as the requirement of having Karka Dalet al Dalet is concerned, so it can be Mitzulev from different Mekimis too. So Memele, if you have an omut, and then you put a yosit, so as far as Karka Dalet al Dalet is concerned, so we have the shear of Dalet al Dalet, the Karka here and here and here and here, and then the Karka here on top. So you'll say, but different levels, this is a lower level, this is a higher level, as far as the requirement of Dalet of Karka Dalet al concerned, there is no halokhe that they must be in one place. They can be in different places. So in other words, so you are mitzarev this Karka with this Karka. So now the question is, how does Reb Chaim mention it right from this Gemara? That Gemara says, for Reb Yechan has an Abai, as to ever, case of Rishis Arabi, whether the case was in the Rishis Ayochi. So then we are patient on the basis of Kalachema. But without, because the Kalachema are the case of, wouldn't have it in over Rishus Ayochid. But even without, because of the Kalachema are the case of, should have it in over Rishus Ayochid, because of Monach Lissinus Mishtamish, the answer is, here you can apply the Aloch of Monach Lissinus Mishtamish, but it's not aimed at Merubah Lacholo. So the question is, how about the Gemara Nerev in Dafayin Ches? So it's not aimed at Merubah Lacholo. So he says, there it is aimed at Merubah Lacholo. Because you can be Mitzarev, the Karka of two Mekenes. So the question is, so here too, let's say you have a Keser, Bishus Rabim, and it's Maki of a certain area. So here you have Karka. Here you have Karka. And here you also have Karka. but it's in different mekaymes and different levels. Let us be mitzari. So even though there is another requirement of karka daled, so just as he says in respect to the Gemara in Erev, just as he says in respect to the Gemara in Erev, that over there we have the shiur karka daled or daled, because it's mitzuret, it is constituted by the karka on the lower level and the karka hayosi on the upper level. So here too, why do we have to resort to Galvachemer? First of all, on the basis of Manachal Yisidis and Mishtamish, so it's considered a Mokin Tashmish, Dal Dal Dalet, and then, as far as the other prerequisite of Karka is concerned, so we should be able to be Mitzarim, the Karka below and the lower level, and the Karka above, it's Mamish the same thing, like the Yosef there, so there we are Mitzarim, the Karka on the surface of the Amud, and the Karka the surface of the Yosef. So here too we should be mitzarev the karaka on the surface of the kesel and the karaka of the ground of the area of that biko that is encircled by kesleis. So the pshat is very simple. So Reb Chaim doesn't discuss that, but the pshat is very simple. In other words, when can we be mitzarev? When can we be mitzarev the karaka on the lower level of the karka on the upper level, if the karka on the lower level and the karka on the upper level are muked by the same echitz? So then we can mitzarev. So let's say there when we have an omud, and then he set up a yosei in the middle of the omud. So in other words, so this karka is encompassed by which mechitzes? The omud. That's the mechitzes of the omud. It's not an actual mechitzes, so it's a din mechitzes. But the omud has mechitzes, the pneyom, as Rashi says. So this karka is encompassed by which mechitzes? Is mukef by which mechitzes? The mechitzes of the omud. And this karka is also encircled by the same mechitzes that encircle the omud. So memele we can be mitzarev, as long as the karka on the lower level and the karka on the upper level are muket with the same mechitzes, are encircled by the same mechitzes, so they can be mitzuret. Mashenke in the case where you have, let's say, a certain biko, and the case of Rabbi Yechanan, and you are makif mechitzes, and this does not have dalet al dalet, so this mechitze is makif this karka, but it's not makif this karka, except if we apply the kalachema. Once we apply the kalachema, so that means that the kesel is not only makiv, the enclosed hollow space, but it's makiv al-pedin itself. That's the pshat in the kalachema. But without because of the kalachema, so then this kesel would be makiv this karka. It wouldn't be makiv this karka. It wouldn't be makiv this karke. So memela, since it wouldn't be makiv this karke, so you cannot be mitzarev. You can only be mitzarev the karke below and the karke above. If the same mechitzes that are makiv the karke on the lower level are also makiv the karke on the upper level. But here, as a result of the kalachema in Achaname, we can be mitzarev as a result of the kalachema. Because the kalachema tells us that this mechitza is not only makif this area, this hollow space area, it's makif itself too. That's the pshat of the kalachema. But without the kalachema, so this mechitza would be makif this hollow area, this hollow space area. It wouldn't be makif itself. So the melody cannot be mitzuret. So true, boy monachol yisaydes and mishtamish. But the other prerequisite is left. Now, the shaila is, why can't we say without the kalachemia, so why can't we say since Ule is applying the other din of Rishus Ayochit Kimandim Al Yidome, so Mimele, it should be considered like Karke Dalet. If we say Kimandim Al Yidome, so Mimele, that means that we imagine as if it's filled up with something, with offal. So Mimele, we have Karkadalet also. So if we have Karkadalet also, so Mimele, we don't have to resort to the Kalachimer. So one thing we can deduce from this, that the Halochah of Rishus HaYochet Kiman Demal Yidome is only Shayach Ligabi the question of Mokem Choshev. It doesn't mean Rishus HaYochet Kiman Demal Yidome. Whether the halacha of Rishus HaYochet Kiman Demal Yidome is to be limited only to Rishus HaYochet Mikure, as Rebbe says, or it is to apply to every Rishus HaYochet, even Rishus HaYochet not Mikure, as Rav Chisda says according to Tesis Dafres. But the whole concept of Rishus HaYochet Kiman Demal Yidome is only Shayach Ligabi the question of Mokem Choshev. So then we say, Rishus HaYochet Mikure, or if not Mikure, according to Rav Chisda. So we say Kiman Demal Yidome is considered Mokem Choshev, but not Mamish Kiman Demal Yidome, that it should be considered Kulikar. That is not Shayach. And the best raya is, if we are going to say, now the Ramban Shiti is, that the halacha of Gudasik Mechitzte doesn't apply. The halacha of Gudasik Mechitzte does not apply to an omud. Why? Because an omud does not have actual mechitzes. It only has din mechitzes, legal mechitzes, not actual mechitzes. Now, so there is no Gudasik. So there is no Gudasik, and because of that, since there is no Gudasik, since there is no Gudasik, so Mimele, the avir of the omud, or of the tail, that is Goveya Yud, the Rochel Dalet, is not a Rishus HaYochet. We don't say Rishus HaYochet Yilad Rakiya. So Mimele, if we could apply, if the Aloche of Rishus HaYochet Kiman Dimal Yadami, even Ligabe, other questions than the question of Motim Choshev Dalet Adalet. In other words, it should be considered as if it's Mamish Kiman Demal Yidome and it's Kuli Sosom Kuli Otum. So then we cannot visualize the Halacha of Gudasik over there. Because by tail Gobei Ayud V'Rochel Dalet, there is no Gudasik. And the Avir of the tail, this is the tail. So the Avir of the tail is not Rishus HaYochet. It's not Rishus HaYochet. Now, but when you have an Eshom Mechitzeh that encompasses our space, then we say Gudasik, and we say Rishayochet Alarakia. But if we apply the Aloche of basic Manimalidome, so if you have Mechitzes, so then we should consider the Mamish it had been filled up with Ofo, up to here. So then in effect, what is it? It's a tail. So every hollow space that is encompassed by Mechitzes should be treated like a tail. And then, so Gudasik shouldn't apply? The answer is, we don't say Kiman Demal Yidome, it's Mamish like a tail. You see, I mean, with your eyes, that there is hollow space. So that the halacha of Kiman Demal Yidome is only vis-a-vis Mokim Choshev, we say Kiman Demal Yidome. Not that it should be considered like Karka Dalet. Now, the Ramban Shite is, that the halacha of Gudasik does not apply to a din mechitzeh, to tail, to omud. It only applies to an actual mechitzeh. And now, the Rambam, the Rashi Shita, of course, is to the contrary, because Rashi says, in so many words, that several places, that the reason as to why amud gobei ayud v'rochev dalet, or tail gobei ayud v'rochev dalet, is ayochid, is because the pnei amud or the pnei tail are imagined to go up, so maybe because of Gudasik. So Mimele, that means that the surface of the tail, the surface of the arm, the surface of the geder, so is mukev mechitzes on all sides. So Rashi Shite is to the contrary. Now, what is the Rambam Shite? So there is a Reb Chaim in El Chasuki on the Rambam Shite. And as a matter of fact, Reb Chaim doesn't mention it. Reb Chaim didn't even see the Miri Ansuke, but the Miri Ansuke says the whole Reb Chaim. The Miri Ansuke. Now, there is a Gemara in Suke. Son Rabon, Noat Arba Kundisi, Veisiche Chal Gabon, Reb Yaakov Machshir, Machachom in Pesach. So, if someone if someone set up four kundisim in the corner, I mean pillars, and then he puts rach on it. So Rabbi Yaakov is machshir. Rachamim pasted. So kundisim is like diumdi. What is diumet? Diumet, we had it in passive ruins. That means when you set up a mechitze, when you set up a mechitze in corners. So like this in the corner. So in every corner. So that's a diumdi. So if, let's say, you set up four kundisim, four pillars, v'sichach al gabo, so Rabbi Yaakov machshir. Rabbi Yaakov says it's a good suki. Rachamim pasted. Omer Avune Machle Kesal Svasaga. The Rabbi Yaakov saw Baramrin Gudasik Mechitz. Al Svasik Mechitz. Only if on the Svas, on the edges of the roof of a building. So he set out the condition. So Rabbi Yaakov says, it's a good suk because we say Gudasik Mechitz. We Rabbon and Sabre Loyamrin Gudasik Mechitz. Aber beim Zagag die Verhacke zu. Wir haben Nachmen noch mal, beim Zagag machleike. So we have the gear say boil. Beim Zagag machleike. Aber was war Zagag die Verhacke auch schei? Oh, oh, idiom, oh, bin bezu machleike. Take who? Now, der Rambam. Pirdal in Rasuk Allah Yidal. No at Alba Kundisi, Al Alba Zovia Sagat, Visichi Halgabo, Hoyu Vasichu Halsva Sagat, Kosha, Virene Samchitis at Artene is Kila in Ailing, Limayo Alsva Sasir. So if it is bisvasagak, so then we say that the case lehabayis, I imagine, to go up, mimele, it's a good suki. So in other words, the Rambam certainly doesn't pass like Rabbi Yaakov, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Now, there is a machlekes between Ravune and Rav Nachman. Ravune says machlekes al svasagak. The Rabbi Yaakov says, I'm going to be that thing. Ravune says, I'm going to be that thing. I will then say, I'm going to be that. So that means that if Malsvasagag the Rabbonon say that we don't say Gudasik Mechitzte. We don't say that the case of Abayis are imagined to go up. But, so the Rambam certainly couldn't pass like Rabbonon, because the Rambam has to pass like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yaakov, not like Rabbi Yaakov, and according to Rabbune, so even Bisvasagag, there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon say that even this was a God, so we do not say the last Mechitzte. So we have to say that the Rambam passes like Rav Nachman. But what does Rav Nachman say? Be'em tzadag machlekes. Iboyelu be'em tzadag machlekes, aval asvas agag divahakil ksheiro, o idilmo be'em bezu machlekes. So the Ravid says, the Ravid is massive. Let's say that the Rambam passes like Rav Nachman. He passes like Rav Nachman. So, but the Gemara is an Abaye. So there is one alternative in the Abaye of the Gemara that according to Rav Nachman, Bein Bezu Machlekes. That means that the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon hold Bein B'em Tzadag, Bein Al Svasagag, that it's not Kshero. So it is wicked. I say, how can he pass from that it's Kshero? So why does he say, No atzar bakundisin al arba zov yisagag v'sich al gaba v'yil v'asich v'chal tzvas agar kosh avarein yis amchitz yis atachtein yis kilenei lis malo shasachichu kosh varai v'zal zein imechver da'afilu Rav Nachman koi b'tei kolchum. So the Magmishne says, because there are many svorim that are not geres that abai. So just, they are just geres iboyalu. No, there is no abai. Rav Nachman omar abune mach leket al tzvas agar. Rav Yaakov so amin v'las v'chit Rabbon and Savalam and Gaz Mechit, Abu Ben Tzadag Divak Epsur. The Rav Nachman Omar, Bim Tzadag Machlekes. Period, that's all. There is not Geresi Boyalu. So the Rambam holds that when Rav Nachman says, Bim Tzadag Machlekes, so the Machlekes, when did the Chachamim say that it's Psulo? Only Bim Tzadag. But Al Svazagag is Kshero, because we say a good aspect of it. Now, then there is another Gemara. Gemara. Now, Sukkot that is given a mile of Mesrim Amo is possible. So, the Gemara says, who is Sukkot via Mesrim Amo? That's all I don't think. The sixth line from the top. Who is Sukkot via Mesrim Amo? So, it was possible. Ubon Obam, and then, in the Sukkot, inside the Sukkot, he had the Sukkot, with Srach on top and everything. But the Sukkot was possible, because it was a mile of Mesrim Amo. So then, he built, he set up an Omud. In the middle of the sukkah, that is Milo Mesrim Amo, above we eat Tzrach. Now, it was Milo Mesrim Amo from the level of the Kalka sukkah, but from the level of the surface of the Omud, it's not the Milo Mesrim Amo. And the Omud itself had a shear of a minimum sukkah. Zayin al Gabel Zayin, Zayin al Zayin. That's the minimum sukkah. The Tresh Virube should be able, you know, to get into it. So suppose the Omud is very long and very wide. It's Zayin Tvachim, Zayin al Zayin. And he built it. Now, so it's more than Esrim Amo from here to the Srach. But from here to the Srach, it's less than Esrim Amo. So suppose, Hoysa Bavayam Esrim Amo, Bono Bahamu, Shubavay Asara Tvachim, Vyesh Bayach Shasim. So for Abayu Lemeima, Gud Asik Mechitzit. So just as we say, Gav Shabbos, Gud Asik Mechitzit. So we should say, Gabi Sukkot also with Asik Mechitzit. That's what Abayu thought. At first, in other words, so we say that the Pnei Amud here goes up, the Pnei Amud here go up. So then we have a Mechitze, and this is the bottom, the ground of the Sukkot. The surface of the Amud is the ground of the Sukkot. And we imagine a sieve, the Pnei Amud go up to the Srach, and it's not Esrim Amo, it's not Yisam Esrim Amo, some millions. You have a new kosher Sukkot. You have a new kosher Sukkot, according to Abai. Omri Robe, Binon Mechitze Sanikore Isvilek. Binon mechitzes anikor is elect. So in other words, that we do not apply the aloche of gudas. So Rashi shite is by suke we do not apply the aloche of gudas. Rashi enters because by suke we have to have mechitzes nikoris. But here the Gemara Rav Nachman says, according to one alternative, Rav Nachman says. B'emtza agag machlekes. So according to one alternative, al svas agag divrei hakel tshero. So that means we do say gudasik. So Teisa says that there is a difference because over there it's mechitzes nikoris inside the house, mashenki in the omud. So there is no mechitzes nikoris altogether in any place. Anyway, so Rashi is. So according to Rashi and Tesis, the Pshat in Rove, and of course we pass more like Rove, because even Abaye agreed, he considered Rove, that Bina Mechitz Nikoris Uleke. So according to Rashi and Tesis Shite, it means Gabisuke we need Mechitz Nikoris. So Memele, we cannot say Gabisuke good asik in respect to the Pneyamut, because there is no Mechitz Nikoris in respect. To the Svasa Gag, according to one alternative of the Gemore, we do say Gudasik, because there it's Monica, because they are in the bayis below, so it's Nika. It's Nika. But when the Gemore says Ligabe and Omud that was set up inside the Sukkot, that is Milo Mesrim Amo, Binum Mechitzis Nikoris Uleke, so according to Rashi and Tesis, it means Gabi Sukkot we require Mechitzis Nikoris. So Reb Chaim says that the Shittes HaRambam means that Gabisuke we require Mechitzes Nikoris, but in order to apply the aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte, we need Mechitzes Nikoris. What does Mechitzes Nikoris mean? Actual Mechitzes. So, in the case of Al Svas Agag, when he sets up Dyumdin, Al Svas Agag, and then he is Misachich on top of the Dyumdin, so then we apply the aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte, that the case we have by is our imagined. To go up and to reach and to extend up to the Srach, so there you have an actual mechitze. The case of Abai, inside it's an actual mechitze, it's makif hollow space. Some melee we apply the aloch of the dasik. Mashein kein gabe sukkah shoyso gavriya mesrim amo, ubono ba'amud, you gavriya yud, and the yesh v'hechsha sukkah, so then we don't have actual mechitze, it's only the pnei amud. So it's not an actual mechitzah, it's an imaginary mechitzah, it has a din mechitzah. So we don't apply the halacha of gedasik. So, according to the Rambam, in other words, the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. Just as the Rambam says, that the reason as to why Rav Mort has an abai is because the Avir Avud is not a Rishus Ayochet. Why? Because the Gudasik Mechitzah doesn't apply to Amud. Gudasik Mechitzah applies only to Exo Mechitzah, not to Din Mechitzah. And Mimele, by Amud, we don't have Exo Mechitzah, we only have legal Mechitzah. So Mimele, we don't apply the Aloha of Gudasik Mechitzah. So Mimele, we don't say, Rishus Ayochet Ilad Rokia by Amud. The Rambam Shita is also like that, but with one fundamental difference. According to the Rambam, so in view of the fact that Gudasik doesn't apply to Amud, so Mimele, Enochaname, the Avir of the Amud is not Rishus Ayochet. But the Rambam says in so many words, in the Cheshabes, that not only the Rishus Ayochet, that is Mukef with Exo Mechitzes, is Eilad L'Rokia, but even an Amud is Eilad L'Rokia. The Avu Amud is also Eilad L'Rokia. So then the question arises, since the Shittes HaRambam is, that when the Gemara says, Bino Mechitzes Nikores Uleke, so it doesn't mean Gabi Suke we require Mechitzes Nikores, but it means, in general, in order to apply the Aloche of Gudasik Mechitzte, we need Mechitzes Nikores. Mechitzes Nikores, not this special Aloche Yisuke. So it's like the Ramban Shite. In other words, we don't say Gabi Amud, that is a Din Mechitze, not an actual Mechitze, Gudasik Mechitze. But the Ramban says that Eino Chaname, and Amud is not Eilad L'Rokia. But the Rambam says that even the Avir at top of the Amud is also Rishus Ayochet, because Rishus Ayochet is Eilad L'Rokia. So the question arises, how can it be considered to be Eilad L'Rokia if the Aloha of Gudasik, according to the Rambam, just as according to the Ramban, does not apply to Amud? So Rav Chaim says the Shittes HaRambam is that Rishus Ayochet Eilad L'Rokia is a special Aloha. We don't have to resort to Gudasik. You see, the Ramban Shita is that the Rishus Ayochet Eilad L'Rokia is based upon Gudasik. So Mimele by Amud there is no Gudasik, so it's not Eilad L'Rokia. But the Rambam Shita is there is a special Aloha, that the Rishus Ayochet is Geila de Mokei Eilad L'Rokia. So since at the bottom it is a Rishus Ayochet, so the whole Avir Eilad L'Rokia is also Rishus Ayochet. Not because of the Mechitzes are imagined to go up, but a special Aloha, that the Rishus Ayochet is Geila de Mokei Eilad L'Rokia. So that's Gabi Shabbos, Mashenkin Gabi Suke. So Memele seems. So Abaye thought that there is Aloha of Gudasik. So Memele it's a good Suke. But Rav said, "Bim Mechitzes Nikores Uleke." Not that by Suke we need Mechitzes Nikores. In order to apply Gudasik, we need Mechitzes Nikores. Mechitzes Nikores means an actual Mechitz. All right. And then the Miri in Suke says that. That the Pshat Bino Mechitzes Nikores is not that it is that it's Aloha in Suk. It's a din in Gudasik. מייסרים ובונו בו עמוד גובי העשור ויש ממנו לכל רוח ארבע עמוד שאין כאן הלכס דיף נעקומו. So he mentions only when there is a distance of ארבע עמוד from the קיסר, because if there is less than דלת עמוד in the distance between the קיסר and the עמוד, so then there is a loch of דיף נעקומו that he will consider the part of the schach is an extension of the day. We name in hoyu vol, so abzupsu. So it's not as Rabbi said. Why? Because being on mechitzes nikores. So the Rebbe explains it. ונאמר אין הויל ועמוד זה, קובעי עשור, הרי ארבע רוחי סוף מחיצס הם, ונחשי ירס העמוד מדין גודסיק מחיצס על הסרח, שנאמר אין גודסיק, נאט זה נאמר אין ביסוקי גודסיק, אלו כזה קורס, שנאמר אין גודסיק, אלו במחיצס הניקונס, אלו במחיצס הניקונס. Now then, and then later on he says, וישי עלים בשמוע זו, ממה שאומרו במסך השבא לפרק הזרק, שאם זו הכבן על תל גובי העשור בשבא שחייב, בפני שהוא רשיס היוחיד, אלמר לא הבינו מחיצס הניקורץ, ואין זו שאלו, שבזו היא את הצורך בו לגודסיק, את שסדור בו למחיצס הניקורץ, שאין הטעם אלו פני שכל שגובי העשור. So in other words, so what's the קשה? In other words, he explained the Gemara of Rove. That by Amud we do not say Gudasik. So then he has the kashe, because Rabbi Yechon has not by it. Im zo hakeven al tel govei asor b'shabes. Chayiv nishim rishis ayochid. Chayiv yochid. Al melo b'imo mechitis nikores, vein zo shayle. Shebezu I at tzorich. So the by of Rabbi Yechon was only in connection with the kesel that is less than dalet. But if the case is Dalet, then there is no Shail. There is no Shail. So, but, after all, even if the case has Dalet al Dalet, but since we don't say Gudasik, so we cannot say that the Pnei Amud HaKesel go up, Mimele, the surface of the Kesel, the Gava Kesel is Mukem Mechitzes. So it should still be put there, because it occupies space in the Mokim Tur. So he says, Vein Zo Shailet. Shebezui at the tzorim boli gudasik, achet istor boli mechitzes nikores. Why? As Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, because over there there is a special aloche, shein atam elu b'nei shekol shegovei asor o b'rochef abo, ein li tashmish ob neiru shus rabim, v'dini ke rishus ayochid, avloi mechitzes. In other words, it's a special aloche, that the rishus ayochid is gedir the mokim, ad rokia. What Reb Chaim says, avo b'suke limchitzes on itzrichim, v'im kein adobo otzor b'mechitzes nikores. So here, I mean, we don't want to get it out, Avrom Lis. So he says, I'm Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi, Sukkot Perek Dalet. I mean, it's the same thing that Reb Chaim says. All right.
Shirin involving Shabbos Dal Adar He Tov Shalom and Zion, February 22nd, 1977
on Tuesday. Taste this. Mukel Kamos. The Yosef is a Yochidimari, the Mashma, the Davke Mukel Kamos. The Him, the Mukel Kamos, Ein Kolkach Svore, she Yosef is a Yochid, Mitam de Achir Meis Mechit, Avon Kufes Rosh Sarab in Vosef is a Yochid, Shita de Laat Menaman, Umishimhur is a Yochid, Lekel Yuve, Boy Ramye Bechit de Lil, Unichli Tashmishe, Nivne Rish is a Yochid, Kulahaya Lakis. So two things Teisa says here. One is that the Abaye of Rabbi Yochanan deals with the case where it's mukef likamos. So in other words, so how does Rashi explain it? In other words, the case of mukef likamos, the case will say kifei biko. Why kifei biko? Why? I mean, there's the Rosh Nagmor, mukef likamos. Why not mukef likamos? So Teisa says that in the case where the case of converted a year to four, Rishus Rabbi Minter, Rishus Ayochid, then Rabbi Yechanan was sure that we say that Lachir Meisim Chitzel Achir Kolshu, that the Gava Kesel that converted a heretofore Rishus HaRabi into a Rishus HaYochid has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. But Rabbi Yochanan the Sofik, if the Geisel did not convert a heretofore Rishus HaRabi into a Rishus HaYochid, but a heretofore Mokim Tur into a Rishus HaYochid, then Rabbi Yochanan has a Sofik. Emery, the Mashma, the Datke, Mukef Likamles, the Chim, the Mukef Likamles, Ein Kol Kach Svore, שיוסר רישוס היוחד מטעם דלאחיר עם איסי מחית אבל מוקפס רישוס הרבים ועושר רישוס היוחד פשיטה דלעצמין הממה. Why is that a פשיטה? Now Teisus doesn't say. It might be that Teisus means what the Teisus read says. Only thing is that Teisus read itself is strange, but it's more explicit. ומוקב לקרמלס, ויוסר רישוס היוחיד, פירש דווקא ריבוסי נקד, די מוקב רישוס הרבי, מה אחר, פשיטה דאבי מחיצה, שהרי מחיצה חשובו יהיה איזה, אבל לקרמלס יש למה, די לא יענה מידי, די בלב היקסל נעמה בשורי מדרעי של איתלתו ביקור, ויוקר במילסה כמה איזה קוד, ופושטו לה, לאחיר מייסה מחיצה לעשו לקושי, פירש, הויל נעמה לקרמלס לחי וזה משס רמזים. So this read also says, that Rabbi Yochanan had the pshites, that where it's Mukef Rishus HaRabim and it converted a year to four Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, then Rabbi Yochanan knew that Lachir Mishmachid Las Mekolsh. But where it converted a year to four Kamales, in as much as there is no such big Nafkimine, he says, because what did it accomplish? This mechitza. Before it was also muta midraise to be mitalti. Midrabonum it was also to be mitalti of Daladames before. But midraise it was muta to be mitalti as much as he wanted in that domain, in that area, even before the mechitza was set up. So mainly it didn't accomplish anything. But even midraise it accomplished. Before, so if somebody threw, let's say, a ball from that area into, let's say, a Rishus HaRabim, so he wouldn't be chayev. Now if he'll throw a ball, a chayfetz, from this area into the Rishus HaRabim, he'll be chayev. So it all is accomplished. So why is that accomplishment not as significant as the accomplishment that he became, comes mechuyev for Zeirek, Rishus HaRabim into this area? So it seems, that the Teisus Reed considers this a bigger, a lesser accomplishment than the case where the Keisel converted the heretofore Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Because if before it was a Mokim Tur, so true, now it became a Rishus HaYochid, so true, that there is a difference, there is an accomplishment vis-a-vis someone who stands in another rishus, but vis-a-vis a person who remains and who is meitzi and who is zeirek in the same rishus, there is no accomplishment. The only accomplishment in this case where heretofore it was a karmeles, now it's a rishus hayochid is vis-a-vis someone who wants to be meitzi from another rishus into this rishus, but vis-a-vis someone who wants to be meitzi in the same rishus and not go out of the boundaries of that rishus, there is no nafkimine, because before midraise there is nafkimine midrabonon, but midraise before he was allowed to carry as much as he wanted in that area, the karmeles, and now, so bashenke. If the Keisel converts a year to four Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, so then there is an accomplishment even vis-a-vis the one who wants to be Zeirek in the same Rishus, not to go out of that Rishus. So Memele, before he set up the Mechitzes, so he was he was not allowed to carry Dalet Ames in the same rishus. Now he's allowed. So in Mele, there is more of a pshites in the case of a heretofore rishus rabbim than in the case of a heretofore talmuds. This is what the thesis is. So it could be the thesis means the same thing. Emery the mashma davke mukaf the talmuds. The chidin the mukaf the talmuds. אין כל כך סבורה שיוסר רישוס היוחיד מטעם דאחיר מסמכית. Why? Because it is a street says it doesn't accomplish so much. Not that it doesn't accomplish anything with the reise vis-a-vis someone who remains in that rishus. Aber the kofis rishus arabim was rishus ayochid, so there it accomplishes vis-a-vis someone who remains in that same rishus. He pshitet latin amah. Then they say, says to Malakash. ומשום חור רישוס היוחיד לקל לחיובה כמו ירם יהיה בחריצה דליל דלמיך את השמישתי לבני רישוס הרבים כולה היה לה קייס. So Tesfes was bothered, why did Rabbi Yechane have a soft? And the only reason as to why the Gemara is pain shade that it has in Rishus Ayochid is because of a special Kalachimer. But why couldn't it have a dinner with Sayochi on the basis of Kuru Sayochi? That's all it's open. Why is it Gahua? Can you hold in the wall? Over Rishi Sayochi. Can you hold in the wall? So Tesis says, do we need to tashmish the dinner with Sayochi? So again, from this Tesis, I mentioned it a few days ago, that I mentioned at the time the Rashi, but it's Tesis also. Rashi says, "Ligabe chur shayochid peis tashmishet neirish shayochid." In other words, that the reason is why churish shayochid has a neirish shayochid is because it becomes bottle to rish shayochid. And why does it become bottle to rish shayochid? Because they are the neirish shayochid are mishtamish in them. So it's based upon the tashmish neirish shayochid. So that's why it becomes bottle. So we see from thesis also that the reason is why churish shayochid. His bottle to Rishayochid is because of the Tashmishin. Mashim came, the Gaba Kesel, so there isn't so many Tashmishin. The Rosh also says the same thing as Thesis. Mukef likamales, we also have a shayoch. Davke mukef likamales, ilav asiyas mechitze gmuray, vigam keidem lachay, lo hoiso vishus harabim. Vishus harabim. Avo mukef vishus harabim, vose vishus hayochit, pshite lei dlat minahan. U mishumchu vishus hayochit, viboy lemeina, vilechaye, kmo iramye, vichritze dliyo, mishmur nichet ashmishte lidnei vishus hayochit, kola haya lakis. Mami, the same thing it is. Now, Reb Chaim in the Vartora and Kaveres, so in discussing the union of Kaveres, the Machlikes, Rach and Rashi, so he asks the Kashi, even if there is Dalet or Dalet inside the Kaveres, not only in the case where there is in the hollow there is less than Dalet Dalet, and we have to be mitzarev the Uri Deif the Kaveres, but even when there is Dalet al Dalet Cholo, without the till of the Uvye Hadei Deifen HaKaveret. So why is he Potter? But after all, what is the Rishon HaYochid? The inside of the Kaveret. But the Mikaim HaKaveret, the Uvye Hadeifen, and the